Don Harley, manager of the Mildura Sporting Precinct. G'day, Donald. How are you?
G'day, Matt, man. I'm very well, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to catch up with you finally. Plenty happening in regards to the Mildura Sporting Precinct. What a fantastic facility. It's coming along beautifully. What can you tell us about the community sport returning?
Yeah, look, it's really exciting for us, Matt, man. Obviously, a couple of days ago, or just on a week ago, the roadmap allowed for community sport to be able to return for the minimum number of participants for training only. So that's been really exciting, particularly with cricket upcoming. And as you know, we've got basketball, volleyball, badminton and netball who call the precinct home. So we've been working directly with each of those individual sports in accordance with the current COVID-19 directions about a possible migration in the coming weeks to the precinct. So it'll be a really good opportunity for players and volunteers of those sports to be able to come and use the facility for the first time. So if you are a community sporting participant, I really urge you to reach out with your associations directly and get signed up, because those guys are busily working towards their summer season scheduling and they'll be really excited to have you back.
Yeah, terrific. Now, Premier Oval, the renovation's been complete, is it?
Yeah, that's right. So we've obviously got the Premier Oval, which everyone can see from 16th Street.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful oval, and that's got the big light towers, Matt Mann, for football and cricket. It'll obviously be the home of South Mildura Sporting Club from next season onwards, which is really exciting. Just before we underwent a maintenance period, we had the Bendigo Pioneers came up, Matt Mann, which was really exciting for us. It's an opportunity for the local footballers that we don't often get. And our turf management team have done a great job. So it's been closed the last couple of weeks for some coring, scarifying and top dressing, removing a lot of the thatch and making it look really green and pristine ahead of the 2022 season. So just like to thank the community for staying off that oval during that time and allowing the turf maintenance team to do what they need to do, because the oval's looking great and we want to keep it that way ahead of next season.
Yeah, I drive past it as often as I can on my way home because I love seeing it. The precinct, you're taking bookings, are you?
Yeah, that's right. So from this Friday onwards, we expect a further easing of restrictions, and what that will mean for us, we'll clarify over the next couple of weeks, but it'll likely mean that our number of fully vaccinated people that we can have on site for functions and events can increase. So that means we are taking bookings. So if you do have a dinner, a training, a conference or something similar, we encourage you to reach out directly directly to us. The precinct obviously has the 6 indoor courts. It's got 3 brilliant function rooms upstairs and a conference room and kitchen facilities. So I encourage you, if you are looking at hosting something at the precinct from after this Friday, we'd be really keen to hear from you. So the best thing to do is call my colleague Cale McBain, who leads our bookings team. That number is 03-5055-5101. Give us a call. We can have a chat about what you want to host at the precinct upcoming, and we can tailor something to be able to get you on site and get you using the facilities after Friday, which will be really exciting.
Very, very exciting times ahead, mate. Very exciting. So excited. Great to catch up with you, brother. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you for the update, Don.
Thanks, Matt, man. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch up. Don Harley, manager of the Mildura Sporting Precinct. I do encourage you, if you haven't been past a while, cruise past and check it out. It really is fantastic.